U.S. law baw jumps into his backyard swimming pool wearing swim trunks and goggles as he readies to swim a half mile. Vess is 79 years old and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. He served two tours in the Vietnam War. Each day, he swims the 45 laps it takes to make up that half mile. Well, it's really just 44 laps, but he always swims one extra in case he miscounts. While swimming, he thinks of nothing and likens it to meditation.
A lot of people have PTSD, and they treat it with, you know, by going to sessions at the hospital and everything like that. For any problems I have, swimming and church make the difference.
Vess is part of a growing and aging veteran population, and though he recognizes the benefits exercise has on his own wounded body, many veterans need a little encouragement to get moving. And so the National Veterans Golden Age Games were formed in 1986, with the first being held in Albany, Georgia, as an outgrowth of the Division of Veterans Affairs Geriatric Program, with the goal of the veterans to live a healthy and long life. Carol Kick with the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks.
28 years they've been going very strong, trying to get our veterans to, as I say, get up off the sofa and do something. We want them exercising, we want them eating right, learning how to take their meds, and that sort of thing. And very important is the socialization that comes with the games, with hosting the games. Many of these vets have been coming for 25 and more years, and they see their old friends every year, and that, of course, is very important.
Carol is normally the chief of voluntary service at the Fayetteville VA, but has been serving as the chair of the local organizing committee for the 28th annual National Veterans Golden Age Games for the past year, as they will take place in Fayetteville beginning this weekend. After hosting the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival 3 years ago, the Fayetteville VA thought the Golden Age Games should be next. Though with around 800 participating veterans this year, it is much larger than the 125 3 years ago. The games are Olympic in style, and there was a need to find facilities to host each event, like golf, shooting, swimming, and track. Though the games are head by the National Veterans Office in Washington, D.C., Carol is the boots on the ground, so to speak, arranging all of the locations and finding community partners. Veterans will be coming from all over the nation and its territories and will stay in dorms on the University of Arkansas campus and eat in the Fulbright cafeteria there. Many games will also be played on campus, but participants will be bused to Bella Vista to play golf on the Berkshire course, to Fastlane Entertainment for bowling, and to Walker Park for horseshoes, showing the visiting vets Northwest Arkansas and its hospitality. Carol describes typical track events.
They will be doing a power walk and then a precision walk. The power walk is, I believe, the heel or toe has to be on the ground at the same. It's a thing where they watch their feet on the ground. The precision walk is that where they will predict how long it will take them to do their power walk. So they'll do power walk first, and then they'll come back and say, it's going to take me 2 minutes, 29 seconds to do this distance, and the vet who comes closest to their prediction will win the precision walk. So that's the track.
As the host site, Fayetteville was able to choose an event that would be typical to the area.
So we picked fishing. They will be doing fly tying, and then we will also do fly casting, teaching them how to cast out there on the field that's out there by the dorm. So they're very excited about coming to Arkansas and their fishing.
The wide variety of games ensures many veterans can and will participate. Any veteran who receives their care at a VA and is 55 years of age or older can register for the games. They are required to participate in two events, but no more than four, which was somewhat disappointing to Vess.
Well, I'm in four events, the track, cycling, shooting, and my only complaint is that they limited me to three swimming events instead of four. They had four events, and I wasn't able to swim all four of them.
Judging will be done by national officials who can be spotted by their lime green T-shirts. Over 900 medals will be awarded to men or women in different age divisions, like 55 to 59, 60 to 64, and so on to 85 plus. And there's also different categories: ambulatory, wheelchair, and visually impaired. As Carla Carmichael, National Veterans Golden Age Games Director, says, there is something to be gained by winning.
Since 2004, the National Veterans Games has been a qualifier for the National Senior Games, which is a member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. And through this partnership, our gold, silver, and bronze medalists and the certain events have an opportunity to compete further among Americans' elite senior athletes.
This is the first time for Fayetteville veterans to participate in the games, yet over 20 were interested and are doing so. Vess hopes to participate again next year, though he will be in the next age group, 80 to 84, and hopes that it is somewhere nice, like Puerto Rico or Guam. Though he has received his care at a veterans facility since leaving the Marines in 1969, he had yet to participate in a veterans organization or group until 2005, when he found the Military Order of the Purple Heart, in which he is now very active. A former lawyer, he serves as the national organization's judge advocate and travels around the country meeting with his comrades. He was wounded in Vietnam, and it was through the organization that he met again three others with whom he was hospitalized all those years ago. Friends and his exercise are very important to him, serving as an inspiration for others.
Well, when I was wounded, I lost part of a kneecap. And if I don't exercise, the knee stiffens up on me. And so since that time, I've been swimming, as I said, nearly every day, a half mile.
To watch Vess swim freestyle or butterfly, head to the Hyper Building on the University of Arkansas campus next week. The event aims to be captivating with many of the participants in the 85-plus age division. An opening ceremony will take place June 29th at 10 a.m. inside Barnhill Arena. It will be similar to the Olympics, with flags of all 50 states and the territories marching in, complete with the torch lighting. After a lunch, the games will begin with checkers, dominoes, and table tennis. A schedule for this year's National Veterans Golden Age Games can be found at va.gov under special events, with events running through July 3rd. To volunteer, call 521-5776. This is Ozarks at Large.